నందనందనం నమామి నందనందనం నమామి నందనందనం.
Follow me, I am going to Govardhan. Krishna is there now.
What are you doing?
Cows are grazing here and there, lakhs and lakhs, white and black, mixed, also some reddish. And all the boys are playing under the shade of any big tree, and that big tree is Kadamba tree. So much flowers, so much flowers. And Krishna at once took his float. And he began to
play on.
You should see. And then come to this scene. How beautiful his fingers are playing, how he is smiling, how beautiful his eyes, his nose, like parrot, very beautiful, very beautiful.
See,
attracting
flower.
Everyone.
Like see some flower.
And you should see. Namami nandanam
nandanam namami nandanam namami nandanam namami nandanam namami nandanam namami nandanam.
From here. Why he became so? Because his mother is pretty, corrupt. Jamuna is also corrupt. His Vrindavan is also corrupt. His everything. His eyes are corrupt, crooked. Everything is crooked in Vrindavan, so he has become. But you should see, if he will come in her, he will never come out because he is corrupt, very, very, very hard too. So, listen, the gopis, what they are telling. Don't hear the Harikatha of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna. And don't take the name of Krishna. Otherwise, you will fall in his trap and he will go there and he will never come. And seeing this,
Tribhanga Deha Sundaram Nakalu Desu Kakaram Amoyaram Namushanam Namami Nandanam Namami Nandanam Namami Nandanam Namami Nandanam.
You know, it has told that. Krishna has so many alankars,
ornaments
of flowers. Here also, in neck, here angada, bala, churi, and Vaijayanti mala up to. But a beautiful thing is that he has kastub mani. And like Krishna, Srimati Radhika is beloved to Krishna, so Kaustubh also, he has some beloved things. And first is Shyamanta. Where is Shyamanta?
In Srimati
Radhika. In Srimati Radhika. So he has so much friendship as between Krishna and Srimati Radhika. See, Kaustubh has also friendship what?
Shyamanta.
All these things. And you sing, you'll be so glad to see. Sing all these things, go on doing. Sugandhayanga Saurabha Mundo Mirali this prayer, and he told, oh, why you don't sing the prayer of Srimati Radhika? I'm not satisfied by this. I will be satisfied by that. So you should begin. Munindra Brinda Bandite Viloka Shukha
Thank you.
Krishna both appeared at once.
They are telling
that we are satisfied, we are satisfied, but yet we want more. What want more? That when we are inconjugal in one form, that is Sachinandan form, you have not done any prayer for it. So you should do like this. Gauranga bolite
Gauranga.
Yes, okay.
You should follow me and we should go to Navadvip. Ganges is
flowing.
Everywhere in the middle Navadvip, doing like this, going everywhere. And it has one Navadi has become nine valleys. Antardeep, Simantdeep, Godrumdeep, Madhudeep, Koldeep, Rudradeep, Ritudeep, Janudeep, Mudrumdeep, and
Rudradeep.
These nine valleys. But island was one and is one, but divided by Ganga. Why? She is calling. Indian Ocean is calling. Oh, come on, Ganga, come down, Ganga. But Ganga has come from Himalaya coming, and when she came in Gaudham, she forgot everything. And he wants that I should be always in Navadvip. So he is crookedly moving. Don't want
not to
leave
Navadvip Dham.
So always there. So come on there, and in the middle we will go to Mayapur Antardeep, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
Jagpit
came from the womb of
Mother
Sachidevi. And he is a little boy there and dancing and doing so much things. And we will go and we will see what.
Oh,
गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय। श्लोक एवरीथिंग इज कमिंग एवरीथिंग गुरु गौरांग गौर राधा कृष्ण हिज ऑल एसेस इन वन श्लोक।
What is the time now?
12 o'clock.
Then we have some time.
Nanda kim akarod and neman brancho nabhav nasyap angasam saya prasadam levhire gopi jatpat prapta jamukhita. Gopi Yasoda is a very simple gopi, not crooked, nothing. He wants to give everything for Krishna, always serving, always in that mood. He wants to take Krishna inside, in heart, always, always. If he grows, Krishna goes to cowherding, she becomes so worried, so problems, how to pass the days, she cannot do. So, she got benediction from Krishna, who was the giving all vimukti. I had explained vimukti. No? Brahma has not taken this. Bhava, Shankar not even. Sri, never. So easily we can serve Krishna. To whom Krishna? Yashodananda. As Yashoda is affectionate and she is so having so mercy, vatsalya bhava, so Krishna, Yashoda Nandan is so merciful, not Devaki Nandan. He is something of another type. He wants opulence, but Krishna never wants. Krishna is as simple as his mother. If anyone will want, Yashoda will. At once give. So Yashoda Nandan, the same like Yashoda. Prabhu told him, oh, very, very good, very good, higher thing you have told. But I also tell, if anything more, Raya kahe kant bhav, prem shadha shad. He told that these are all prems. He has told before that sadhasar, sarvasadhasar, sarvasadhasar, but here he is telling not sadhasar. He is telling prema sadhasar. It can be achieved by prem. What? He has told before that by all these things he will have prem. But now he is telling that the kant bhava is prem sadhya sar, not ordinary. It is the essence of all the affection and prem. What? Kant bhava. What is kant bhava? There is a husband and wife. This is Swakiya Bhav. It is called Swakiya. Swakiya like servant and husband and wife, like always serving husband. He is like Prabhu and she is like Dashi. Everything becomes of her husband. She gives everything, he not keeps anything for her. Oh, my husband is master of all. And he treats him not as equal. He will do what he wants. He will sometimes consult or no necessary to consult. He can do against her wife. Ramchandra did. He told that, yo, go out of my palace. This is my palace. And Sita could not reply. Weeping, I'm weeping, she went away. But can Krishna tell to Srimati? She will reply at once, I'm not in your home. Where is your home? I'm here in my kuni. This is my Vrindavan, my. You can go. At once go out. And she will tell that I will not speak with you now. I want to have any friendship with any black bees, ant, anything black, I don't want. I will color my hairs with golden collar. Everything. I will not take a sari with ant black. I may color my eyes also. So, Krishna will tell her, no, you should not do like this. I will never do like this, what you don't want. This is kantabhav. Controlled by gopis, Krishna. Love is such a thing that he controls Srimati Radhika and Krishna both. His prem is superior, so it is prayojan. If prem is there, then all will be controlled. Krishna and Radhika and gopis and all. Prem such is a thing that it makes dance to Krishna. It makes dance to Radhika. All gopis. And himself he dances and makes dance all. If you have a little bit of prem here, then it will also make you dance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing here, there, and making dance all. He was controlled by prem. That prem was Mahabhav of Srimati Radhika prem. If Krishna has come alone, he was like Vrindavan. Like Dwarka. But he came in the two moods, Radhika and Krishna. So Kant Bhav is Prem Shadhyasa. Why? Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. You can give example from any epics, Srimad Bhagavatam especially. Oh, you want to hear? Nayam siyo ang o nitantarate prasada sarjo sitang nani lagandhu ruchankuto anna rasotsave asya bhuja danda grihita kanta labdhasi sangja udgar braja sundarina. He told that. Who? Raraman. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us to go on. There is something. Lacking in mother Vatsalya Bhav. But there is also one. Not so broad and so high like Dasya Bhav, like Shakya Bhav. Wall is coming?
Thinner.
So wall is there, but very thin. And not so high. But there is a wall. But that wall, if there is a mother and father, at first they were married in their young age, they had no child, then wife used to love affection to her husband and husband used to love fully. But when they gave growth to a child, then their love affection was divided into three or two, for husband and for that child, mothers. Again he gave a daughter. Then it was
divided
into three.
Again she gave a child, again it was divided. And she will have to give attention for clearing houses, to cook, to broom, to nourish the children, so many things. Now he has no time, she has no time to speak always with her husband. Husband wants that she should be with me, joking, playing, doing some things. But, oh, I have no time at all. There are so many children, I have to look after all these things. So he has no time. This is the case there. Yashoda has to look after his husband, Nanda Baba. He is to look after Krishna. He is to look after Baldev Prabhu, to Rohini Devi, and all the utensils of home. Also so many cows are there. Sometimes he will have to take care of all them, to take milk, to make curd, to make, and to then makkhan will come, and from milk he will have to make so many good sandesh and rasagulla for Krishna. You know Amrit Keli, very tasteful this. Krishna wants this. Always busy in this. Sometimes he forgets Krishna. Where is Krishna? Playing here, there, and she is making preparation. For whom?
Krishna.
For Krishna. For? So he can forget Krishna for Krishna. Yes, she has so many duties. His affection is divided into so many things. So he cannot give his whole attention now to Krishna. No? So, fully, whole self, she cannot give to Krishna. Also there is something she cannot give. He cannot serve Krishna by whole senses and indriya means?
Senses.
Senses. Hand is also sense.
Yes.
Huh? Senses are 11?
Working senses. Working.
No, five are senses.
Five senses.
11 but senses.
Panch
karmendriya, panch galendriya.
All are senses.
Working senses, knowledge acquiring senses.
Body. Hands, arms, legs, limbs, bodily limbs.
Elements. She cannot serve by elements. Cannot. But gopis here, Kant Bhav, whole self, love, affection for Krishna, because they had no child. They had husband, but outwardly, but to show mortal. What?
Wanted me to read Prabhupada.
Yes, you should remind me. You should read, then I will explain.
I read the verse in the purport.
Yes.
The Lord said, "Your statements are certainly getting better and better, one after another. But surpassing all of them is another transcendental mellow, and you can speak of that as most sublime." So Ramananda Rai replied, "Conjugal attachment for Krishna is the topmost position in love of God." Purport.
Yeah.
In general, love of God is devoid of the intimacy of ownership. In the case of love and servitude, there is a want of confidentiality. There is a want of increased affection in the fraternal relationship, but when this affection increases in the paternal relationship, there is nonetheless a want of complete freedom. However, when one becomes a conjugal lover of Krishna, everything lacking in the other relationships is completely manifest. Love of God lacks nothing in the conjugal stage. The summary of this verse is that the paternal love of Godhead is certainly higher than fraternal, and the conjugal love is higher yet. It was when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Rai to go further that he came to this point of conjugal relationship, which is the highest perfectional stage of transcendental love.
Oh, this is sadhya sar.
means Shabdasar means here Prem Shabdasar. This is the goal of Chaitanya Chaitanya. This is the last goal and prominent goal of Srimad Bhagavatam. Of Jayadev Goswami, Gita Govinda, Chandidas, Vidyapati, all same goal there. Now he explains how then you should read this slok, not a slok, but the meaning of that slok. I will explain after.
When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts of the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women who are very beautiful according to material estimation? Purport. This verse was spoken by Uddhava when he visited Sri Vrindavan to deliver a message from Krishna to the gopis. Uddhava remained in Vrindavan to observe the movements of the gopis there. When he saw the ecstatic love of Krishna, poor Krishna in separation manifested by the gopis, he appreciated their supreme love and therefore expressed his feelings in this verse. He admitted that the fortune of the gopis could not be compared even to the fortune of the goddess of fortune, to say nothing of the beautiful girls in the heavenly planets.
Purport?
That was the purport. And verse.
What did?
Read both.
Uddhava is praying to gopis, telling to gopis this verse. You are most beloved to Krishna. The heavenly Lakshmi, like Lakshmi of Vamandev, are so beautiful, but they cannot have the same mood like gopis. Krishna is not Krishna, they cannot satisfy Krishna, and Krishna cannot be controlled by them. Again, they are so much beautiful, and fragrance is coming from whole body. They become in hot season cool, and in cool season
warm.
And so much fragrance there, more than Kevada and all others. But Krishna is not controlled by them. Also not by the Lakshmis of Lakshmi or Satyabhama, Rukmini and all. Once Krishna told to Rukmini Devi, he was the chief Mahishi. I see?
Queen.
Among all, among 16,108 Rajmahishi queens, among them. So beautiful, so lovely attached. Krishna told that Rajkumar, princess,
prince.
I'm not. You have all qualities, and myself,
Nirguna,
no guna at all, no qualification. All the king's son, Rajkumar, wanted to marry you, and they were gathered in your father's village, kingdom. But I went and took you. But
I know that very rare wants me.
Akinchan.
I am so akinchan, dinhi, and my all lovers, those who love me, all poor. And even a rich person wants me, then he becomes poor. giving all wealth and everything. You see that Naraji is akinchan. Sukadeva Goswami has no even a cloth to cover his all these things. You know all the others, those who want to love me. I make them beggar, street beggar. So I know that you, I'm not qualified for you. Also there are so many reasons. At once he was finding Krishna. And at once he became, it came out of his hand. And at once he fell flat on the ground. As if she is dead. Krishna took his four handeds and took him his arm. And he began to tell, "Oh Rukmini, I was only joking you. If I knew that you are so simple and you cannot understand my joking, then I would have not done this joke. I am accustomed with Braja Prem. I used to joke gopis. And they also joking more to me. If I was telling that I have no concern with you, then gopis will say, "Oh yes, yes, you can go.
Go.
At once, immediately, not for tomorrow or for any moment." And Srimati Radhika used to do, sitting here, and Krishna said, "No." Krishna was doing so much efforts that we should take Sulahnama.
Compromise.
But no compromise. Then Krishna told that, "You are very envious to my this Venu, I am giving. And also I am giving myself in your lotus feet." But she was not in mood to what?
Compromise.
She went to Javat at once. No compromise at all. One day, 2 days. Weeping. She is also weeping so much. Why I did so? And Krishna is also waiting. How to do? Krishna took a base.
Disguised himself as a Brahman boy.
Like a
Brahman boy.
Brahman boy.
Student.
And he took Vedant here. And took an umbrella of the tree, palm tree. And he took a sandal. And he took a tilak and became a Brahmin boy, a student, Sanskrit schools. And he went to Javat and telling, Bhikshang Dehi. Means?
Give alms.
He saw that an old lady is coming. And she was the mother-in-law of Srimati Radhika. She has some atta, dal, and other things, fruits, vegetables. Krishna refused. "I will not take you. I don't know whether you are a widow or not widow. I take only these things from married ladies. This having done well." He at once went to the room and told Srimati Radhika, "Oh Gauma, Bahuma, you know?
Daughter-in-law.
Bahuma. Come at once. And a very beautiful, very boy is there. And she is so shining face.
Exulting
and
voice.
If you will not give alms to him, then see, he may give cows. Or all cows will be died. And my son, only son is Abhimanyu, and he will also die. So come on and give. She said, die, I will not come. Never I will come. And especially to any young, but because you are telling so much lie against my character, I will not go. Then he told, oh no, you should come. Oh Lalite Bishake, you should tell her to come and give. Then Lalita Bishaka told that, oh, you should come. See? Then he took some atta and dal and all other things. And he came out having a bell like this, like Indian ladies, especially new marriage lady. And he took a bell and like this speaking, she came. Krishna was doing like this. Krishna told, I don't want to take this, but this
alms.
I want to take your anger in this.
Yourself.
Please give your anger in my case. Then Srimati Radhika smiled and gave the whole atta dal on his head. And what at once ran to
inside.
Krishna told that, I am satisfied. My everything has been successful now. He took it and gently came later. This is called Kanta Bhav. A wife cannot do to his husband. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has only come to this age. Very rare devotees can take it. It is not for general. Only I give a sprinkle Harikatha for this. So, Satyabhama Rukmini, I was telling that Harikatha.
Siyango Nitantarate Prasadam.
That Rukmini fell down and Krishna then told, I am joking like, in Braja, joking like that I described. So I thought that I am Braja and I am joking to gopis. But I have done wrong. You should understand that I was only joking. You should got up, you should wake. And he was telling that, without you, I cannot have my life. I will also die. And he told, Oh Rukmini, my beloved, you should go. Then something from life began to come. And after some time, he saw that Krishna has taken in his laps. Then he began to wait. And told that what you have told, it is all clear. And it is true to extent. You are nirgun. I have so many gun of this worldly thing. You are nishkinchan. Only one thing, love for gopis, not for anything. And you are all bhakts, devotees. They don't want wealth, reputation, worldly things, even heaven, even Dwarka and all other things. But they want to serve. So I am not qualified. All worldly persons want me. but I want only you. I want to serve your servants. I have come here to prune your rooms, where your beloved wives are there. I have now come here like princess and your wife. I want to serve your all beloveds, wives all. Your servant, I want to serve them. Don't give up me, otherwise I will die. Krishna told, never, I will die. You will die. You are forever, you are my beloved. So, Rukmini Satyabhama also want to serve Krishna like gopis, but they cannot do. Uddhava went to Braja and he heard and saw how gopis are loving Krishna. But he had to return empty-handed, empty heart. He could not be there. He could not serve like gopis. So Uddhava is telling that Krishna gets so much importance and affection to gopis. He had never given to anyone more than Satyabhama Rukmini, more than all kinds, all gopis. He gave his hand in the necks of all the gopis when he was dancing in Rasleela. Why? He was begging them that you should not give up me. And that is why he was hanging in the necks of all the gopis. Praying something like a boy prays her mother, like, mother, give me, and like this. So he was begging affection, praying to gopis. So gopis are more fortunate than all. Tasam abhibhuta sauri shmeman mukhambuja pitambar dharva sagvi sakshat manmati manmata. Krishna is nirgun where there are no devotees. Where are mayavadi? Not mayavadi, but brahmajnani. He becomes nirgun, shapeless, tasteless, anythingless. But when he comes to dasya bhav, bhakta, he becomes like Ramchandra, like Lakshmipati, more than that, Rukmini Satyabhama, he becomes like husband, and more that, he becomes like friends to Subhalakshita. And when father and mother Jashoda and Nanda are there, then he becomes a very orphan boy. He cannot take anything from his own hand. He cannot move, he cannot do. So Jashoda takes in his hand. And he makes like this. And when he with gopis, then he is manmat. After Rash, in Rash, Krishna disappeared, and after that, when he appeared, all gopis giving their wealth there, and he sat on that. And at that time he was something ashamed that I have done wrong to gopis. And smiling a little also. So many things were in Krishna's appearance. And so many kinds of gopis are doing different modes to Krishna. Some taking his face in her laps, this hand in their laps. Some were kissing his hands. Some were
chewing his betel nut.
Taking his betel nets and chewing, and some for difference. And they were with angry mood. like arrow penetrating the heart of Krishna. How you are a person? You don't want to, you don't know what is love and affection? Like this. And Krishna was taking all these modes. And he was pleased to this gopi, who was for difference, he was anger, in anger mood to Krishna. He cannot do all these things in Ram Leela or Ayodhya or in Dwarka, never he can do. So this mode of prem, Mahabhav, is superior to all, and this is Kantabhav, and this is Sarva Prem, Sadhya, and this is the goal of all the love and affection. Yes. Today, stop, and in evening I will explain more about this. We should not try to follow, but we should have it very little greed. That when this greed will come, if this greed comes by hearing all these things, you should see that your life is successful. At least your goal is fixed. And then from beginning, Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Prem, Snehman, Pranay, it will go. Yes.
Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
If anyone, one have got any big bag, you can return. Have you returned?
Car.
Then very good.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Brahmani Vaishnave Rajan Vishvasanaiva Jayate Shariera Vidya
Jaya
Jadanti
जेता कठिन संसारे कृष्ण बड़ा दया परिवार जीवा
जाप्रसाद
न दिल भमृत दयाल नीताई चैतन्य बोले प्रेमे भरे डाकोरे दयाल नीताई दयाल गो